This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The announced retirement Wednesday of Associate Justice Anthony Kennedy from the Supreme Court means a likely appointment before November's midterm elections. Anthony Kennedy has served at the High Court since appointed by Ronald Reagan and unanimously confirmed by the U.S. Senate in 1988. With exceptions like affirming the partial birth abortion ban, Kennedy has been a justice who found no reason to overturn Supreme Court precedent in decisions that have left us with legal abortion through 9 months of pregnancy. With a background of abortion advocates and media companies in panic, the White House promises a replacement appointment from jurists who accept the U.S. Constitution at face value over those seeking to find modern and popular interpretations there. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other stories, Virginia parents are warning other states of new programs that push a radical and graphic sex education on children developed in one of the nation's largest school districts. And those who seek to allow persons to help kill patients without calling it murder lost again at Britain's Court of Appeals, rejecting the attempts by assisted suicide advocates to circumvent Parliament. Judges wrote, "There is no common law right to assisted suicide." One last appeal is expected. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.